So you build yourselves up on your most holy faith. When you pray, you know you're a righteous person, you're making tremendous power available. Yes? Amen. Hallelujah. You give God, number four, you give God a right to fulfill his promises. You can't pray if you're not praying, if you're not using your faith, you're not praying, you're just saying words. Prayer is talking to God. And when you do this, you give God a right to fulfill his promises that he made. And he told us in 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in him is what? Yes. He didn't say yes and no. Yes and maybe. Yes and sometime. Sometime yes, sometime no. He didn't say anything. He said every one of my promises in him is yes. Then John says, if we ask anything, this is 1 John 5:14. If we ask what? Anything according to his will. Do God has a will? How do we know what his will is? His word. Did he promise to heal? Did he promise to protect? Did he promise to teach? Did he promise to stay with you? If we ask any, is there any good thing? Is there anything too hard for God? Will he withhold any good thing from you? Why? Because all the promises of God, how many? All of the promises of God in him is yes. What if then we start thinking, what if he said no, he didn't? It just, you have to get in there and find out what the will is and ask the court. You got a Bible? I have a Bible. We open up and find out what's in the Holy Spirit. You wrote this. You and me, now teach me so I know how to pray. Hallelujah. So all the promises of God in him is yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why pray? Well, another reason we pray, because there are peoples, you know this and I know this, there's a whole bunch of people on planet Earth don't know a thing in the world about Jesus. There's some loved ones that live in other places. There's some loved ones live in our own house. Sometimes they need some help. There are friends and loved ones, church members, let me change that, church family, because see, we're in the family of God. They can be in one place in trouble, and we don't know it, but the Holy Spirit knows it. He prompts us to pray. Hallelujah. And we can stand in the gap for. Woo. So what am I saying? There are so many benefits in knowing how to, the benefit in knowing, in praying and knowing how to pray. Why pray? Because it turns God, give God a right to get involved in your life and the lives of others. It give God a right to get involved in what's going on in this earth. Because too many, of thinking God's in charge of this earth, when that's not true at all. He left us in charge. Jesus said real plain, all power, all authority is given unto me. Didn't he say it? In what? Heaven and earth, go. What did he say? I'm giving you the authority to go in all the earth. I'm delegating this authority to you. He's not going in all the earth. He told us to go. Hello, hello. You go in all the earth, all the world, and preach the gospel. Cast out devil, lay hands on the sick. If you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. You go. You preach this good news. Tell them. Be reconciled to God. God has canceled out your sin debt. You're not guilty anymore. Come on. Receive what he's done for you. That's why people are not born again now, because they don't know. Satan can't keep a person in sin when they know the truth. Hallelujah. But 2 Corinthians 4:4-3, I believe, said the God of this world had blinded their mind. That's why people do what they do. They don't know. Why pray so light can shine? What are we? Light that sits on a hill cannot be hid. Why pray? Because we play a part. Not only do we pray, but we pray and we go. Hello? Power, the power of God goes before us, come behind us, and it surrounds us. And we need to know that no matter what the task is, I can't be stopped. I may be hindered, but you can't stop me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And because I know this, Paul was hindered. Paul wanted to go to Rome. But they didn't stop him, because Paul went to Rome, didn't he? Didn't he do it? Paul was put in jail. Many times, several times, you read through the New Testament, he'll tell you about his imprisonment. And they were praying for him. Did Paul get out? He certainly did. Paul was hungry. Did he get him some food? Get him some food. He did. Paul was naked, or clothed, or poorly clothed. Did he get some food? He was persecuted. If you live godly, these things are coming against you, but we can't be stopped. In our generation. Why pray? Because there's some lost loved ones, there's some lost people in Houston, lost people in all the surrounding city, there are lost people in the United States of America, there are lost people in other countries. Whew. Why pray? So the doors are open for God to send, for us to go and preach the good news. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Why? Because no folk can withstand it. I'm not ashamed of it. You persecute me, put me in jail, do whatever you want, but you can't stop this. They tried it. They put the disciples, the early apostles, the early people that started the church, the apostles, they put him in jail, and that was angel came and got him out. Paul put in jail, Paul and Silas. What happened? The power got rocked at jailhouse. Didn't he do it? They done beat him, and not only did they put him in jail, but they made the feet to fasten in stock. That means they were locked down in the jail and fastened down in stock. Chained, locked down. But at midnight, God rocked that jailhouse. Huh? And the jailer was ready to kill himself, but Paul said, don't do yourself any harm. We hadn't run off. We're still here. And then, boy, that got his attention. He said, what do I need to do to be saved? Whoo! Why pray? Why pray? You know anything that needs to change around your life in our city? That's why I encourage you. Don't make excuses. Say, I don't know. You can learn. Like I said earlier, you haven't always known how to drive a vehicle. And you remember your first time under the steering wheel. You didn't know what you were doing. No, you kept on asking questions. What did I do now? What did I do now? And you didn't get out until you learned how to take that vehicle and go by yourself. I know all of, like me and the rest of them, they wouldn't turn us loose by ourselves at first. We might not come back. My point is on that, we was taught, trained, and we learned, and we were trustworthy. Or we get a license, get some insurance, and go to and fro where we need to go. Why can't we learn how to pray? You think it's important that we know how to pray? Aren't you learning? Aren't you glad? Those of you that know how to pray, aren't you glad? I just touched a little of it, but Lord, there's so much in there. Whoo! Whoo! That stuff we are stopping, it would be happening. Your life, I know since I pray, my life is more peaceful. Oh, my. Sleep good at night. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.